Who's in the? No, wait. Hi, Melissa.
That's not interesting.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Paula.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Paula.
Alan's not here. Where's Alan? Is he in the bathroom?
Who's in the bathroom?
Who's in the bathroom now?
Trick you, listeners. Alan's right here.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Paula.
Our special guest is in the bathroom.
Our special guest.
Hans Gruber?
Bathroom Joe. Hello, little bathroom Joe.
The 10th caller who guesses his name gets to co-host our next episode.
Call us at our email address, but do it with, like, Google Hangouts so that you call us.
The email address one more time was thatsnotinteresting.com. Spelled D-O-T.
Yes.
Podcast.
There's an asterisk. @gmail.com. No, maybe not.
No, I think it's at thatsnotinteresting@gmail.com.
So guys, on the way over here.
No, but at is spelled A-T.
No, at some point you have to use the at sign.
Well, that's at gmail.com. We're at Gmail. We know that. If you can find our email address for us and email that
just
to
Google
us
on Gmail.
Google us on Gmail.
Guys, I'm flipping
the
through a lot of notes here.
www.
Oh my god, look how many stacks of paper. You must have some kind of legal issue.
At gmail.com.
At gmail. At gmail. At Gmail.
Okay. So my
Gmail
way...
spelled G-M-A-I-L.
I thought
no,
it was G-M-A-L-E.
It's G-E-E-M-A-L-E.
At gmail.com. And if you could just send that to us at our email address.
That'd be great.
We would really appreciate it.
Please do that.
So we're accepting calls right now.
Snapchat us.
We take the first caller?
Yeah, let's take the first caller.
All right. First caller.
Boop, boop, boop.
Hello? You're on the air with That's Not Interesting. Who am I speaking with and where are you?
Hey, this is Ronnie from South Jersey.
Hey, Ronnie. What place are you in?
I'm in South Jersey.
Are you ready to take the question of the day, Ronnie?
Yeah.
All right.
Hang on. I got my cousin Dave on speakerphone here.
Oh, hey. Dave, are you there?
Hey, Dave. It's me, Dave.
Hey, Dave. Where are you calling from, Dave?
Ronnie's place.
Ronnie and Dave in South Jersey, how you guys doing? Are you having a good weekend so far?
Yeah.
All right, you ready for the question of the day?
Yeah.
Dave,
you ready?
What's the question?
Do you want to hear the, how do you say that word? Expurgated? Do you guys want to hear the question in full?
Are you a real DJ?
Make it quick.
All right.
I haven't got a lot of time.
All right, Dave.
Ronnie,
sorry.
Let's go play Nintendo.
We don't have a Nintendo, Dave.
Guys, that's irrelevant, guys. Listen, what's harder? By harder, I mean badass. What's more badass, to be killed by a person with no arms or to kill yourself when you have no hands? Shit! What is harder, to kill yourself? What is harder?
To have no hands and kill yourself.
Wait, who are you?
To be killed by somebody who has no hands on the other DJ.
Oh, right.
Or to have no hands and kill somebody
killed.
Else.
And be killed.
Or to have no hands and be killed by somebody who may or may not have hands.
Yeah.
My cousin Frankie. Dave, my cousin Dave in South Jersey, he has this friend.
Dave's on the line, he's at your place.
No, I'm talking about my other cousin Dave. We should
check the census data. He's got this.
So
out.
Dave, my cousin Dave.
How many
Dave's
are in South Jersey?
How many Dave's with no hands got killed by other Dave's who do or maybe
no,
don't have
don't
hands?
Don't kill his cousin. He never said his cousin was
no, my cousin's not dead.
We're doing historical research.
My cousin Dave has this friend who's got no hands. And he's he what is it? He makes ice cream at home.
With his feet?
I don't know how he does it.
That's totally irrelevant.
It's probably
just because you know someone that has no hands. Let me ask you. Instead of asking the question, which no one seems to understand, let me put it into a scenario for you. What's harder? You're walking down the street in the middle of the day. It's noon on Tuesday. You're about to go get a hot dog from somewhere. A guy comes out of nowhere, jumps out of a bush, stabs you in the throat, with an ice pick. But he...
But you don't have any hands.
Oh, I don't have any hands.
He doesn't have any hands. So he just jumped up in the air.
Who doesn't have any hands?
The ice pick.
The guy with the ice pick doesn't have any hands. He's holding an ice pick between his toes. He does some sort of flip shit, catches you right in the chin, cuts shit open, and your guts fall out of your neck, okay? And then you're dead, okay? You're dead. You're lying there dead, okay? What's more hard at? Harder? That?
More hard ass.
What's more hard ass, Matt? Or if you were to, and now look, here's the twist, cut your hands off in an attempt to kill yourself, but you don't die, you live, and you just bleed out slowly, and then you die.
Why would you do that?
And you don't have any hands.
You don't have, no, you cut your hands off.
But you're saying you die
also. You cut your
hands
off, and you
still die.
You didn't say that.
No, what I'm saying is you're trying to kill yourself. You cut your hands off.
To kill yourself.
It doesn't work.
Which fucking
who
does
it doesn't
that?
Work.
It doesn't work until you bleed out. So
which
when
is
you,
still
so
dying.
Technically,
it still works. It works.
You cut your hands off, you're like, oh shit, this isn't working. And then you're like,
no, because
oh
you
my god, it's working. And then you're dead.
You
say there's like a time limit.
You
it.
Don't die instantly, so technically
okay.
when you die, you don't have hands.
Okay, sure. So which is harder, getting the handless person to kill you?
Yeah, because
why?
You don't need two people for the second
Oh my
scenario.
God, they still don't get it.
You well, yeah. I mean, you don't need to, but and the
you're
first
not
scenario, in the first scenario,
what's harder?
What's hard ass?
What is more badass?
In the first scenario, you're randomly murdered by a
person,
handless
yeah, person
ice pick
hands.
Wielding flipping
right.
ninja.
How is this happening?
So that's badass.
You didn't get that person to kill you. There just happens to be this superhero,
yeah.
handless ice pick wielding flipping ninja.
So is that badass?
No, that's definitely...
He's badass, but you might not be.
And the question wasn't which one of
you
us is
more
badass.
More difficult.
What's... No! No! The whole thing... I've been trying to tell you the whole time. It has nothing to do with difficulty.
Can we take
no.
a word from a sponsor?
No.
Yes.
Oh, shut up! You're our caller. You can't say that.
Wait, I think we're out of sponsors.
No,
yes.
no.
Oh, I think my cousin Dave paid $5.
Oh.
For what?
To do what?
To be a sponsor.
Oh.
Yeah, and good thing, too, because your cousin Dave's Marker Wars theme park is fucking awesome.
When were you in Marker Wars?
Dude, so I woke up and, like, the entire back of both of my legs was colored in completely Sharpie black.
That's bullshit.
That's so Dave.
Little did I know I had gone to the Marker Wars theme park the night before.
Wow.
Got wasted.
Turned into a
You're
werewolf.
The werewolf.
Woke up, my legs totally colored in with Sharpies. Your cousin Dave goes hard.
Alright.
He's hard ass.
Or he's a badass. Does he have arms? Does
he
have...
must.
So if you
We don't know. We don't know if he has hands.
You just, like, arms, hands, same difference. Like,
yeah.
you don't
well, you
care where
have,
it gets cut off.
You can't have hands without arms.
You just want it to be somebody carrying a toothpick in their toes. That's, like, all you care
ice
about.
Ice pick, damn it. Are you... Get the shit out of your ears.
I'll tell you what's more challenging. Listening to this shit.
But seriously, yes. What is more hard? You still can't give me a straight answer. What's more badass? It's a simple question.
I think it's more badass to convince this person who doesn't have any arms to kill you. I think it's more badass. I
what
think
don't
that's
you
more
understand?
Badass.
I think it's harder. I think it's harder to understand what you're asking.
Why is this so hard? Do I have to paint you a picture? God.
What kind of tree is coming from?
It's a sycamore.
I saw a bush. He took it.
toes.
It's an ice pick, you asshole. He's like Wolverine. He unflexes his toes and toothpicks shoot out the end.
There's this somehow you check out some sort of mutant Wolverine without any hands. And you convinced him to kill you.
Just because he doesn't have hands, he's a mutant?
No, he's
no,
like a Wolverine.
Do that.
The toothpick comes out.
No, but then...
So how did you ask him to kill you? How did you bring this
how
up?
Did it come
like,
up?
How,
Brody,
you were just like... Did
Brody,
you just like... Out for, you were out for ice cream at Dave's place in South Jersey.
Oh, that's irrelevant, Ronnie. I'm going to kill you, Ronnie. Dave's place is all places because there's only one place.
Brought to you by Dave's Place. Come down. We got ice cream. It's in South Jersey.
You can buy it with no hands.
We don't care if you got hands as long as you can suck down a cone. Hey!
So what I'm saying to you for the last, perhaps, time is you are not convincing this person to kill you. You have never met them or saw them. You have no desire to die. You did not know that they were going to kill you.
Boring.
Yeah, right? There's nothing
so
badass about getting murdered.
Yeah. So when you asked him to kill you with a toothpick stuck in his toes, was he like right away, he was like, yeah, sure, no problem. Or did you have to convince him?
Well, which would be more badass?
Well, that's kind
I think
of also
if you had
suicide.
To convince him.
Like, yeah,
at first
that's
he was like
Nancy
like,
Sponge
a good
suicide.
Idea. And you had to be like, no, listen. And then you said some stuff, and then he said some stuff, and then he was like, oh, okay, I'll do it.
So you think that's more badass?
Oh, yeah.
Than killing yourself. Cutting off your hands. Not dying, and then dying.
I don't know what the difference is.
You cut off your hands, and then you die. That's all it is.
No,
if I
shoot Ronnie in the head, he will die immediately.
Leave Ronnie out of this.
Yeah, but what...
So, wait, but, like, you know, if you slit your wrists, it's not like you die immediately. You bleed the fuck out.
What's your point?
That's, like, one of those tricks. You're not going to be like, oh, well, that person slit their wrist. That's not a badass way to kill yourself.
You actually
or, like...
You cut off one hand, and then you cut off the other, and then you just die.
Wait, so how do you cut off the second hand?
You're basically
hand?
Saying,
table
no.
Table saw.
Table
yeah.
saw.
They didn't die. They just bled to death after cutting their hand.
Yeah, but they still...
So all they really did was bleed.
They still died without hands. Which is badass, okay?
I think
and especially when they're filming this shit and they go, look, Ma, no hands, and then they die.
Convincing the...
You
like,
are such an asshole.
They must be a Taekwondo expert or something because like they have to hold a toothpick in their...
You know, okay, let's
toes,
take...
And they have to,
let's take you...
Do some sort
of,
like,
each
kind
of
flipping or something...
Out of this scenario.
To get...
Let's pretend we're watching the news.
Okay? All right, I'm watching
the news. And you hear a news story. Boom, 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 breaking right. fucking news.
Great.
A person walking down the street was just murdered by a person with no hands who flipped an ice pick with their feet into their throat, and their guts came out of their throat, and they died.
That's bad.
And
that's impossible.
Like,
that's badass.
Like,
that's badass.
That wouldn't happen.
Follow me later.
What the fuck?
Tune in at 11 to hear another story about how a guy who cut off his hands didn't die, and then died. And then died, and then told his mom, look, Ma, no hands. Which one of those is more badass?
Wait, he died, and then he told his mom?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
I don't know, I just threw that in at the end.
Why are either
what?
I don't see how.
So neither of them are
about.
No. That's a fucking interesting perspective.
Here we go. This is brand new.
Elaborate. Man. How's neither of those badass?
I think I'm going to agree with this.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
like the
this,
easy
yeah.
way.
The non.
No. I think this is the logical explanation.
That neither of them are badass.
Yeah.
You need to explain how this is.
No, I don't. I don't need to justify myself to you.
Why is it badass to die after cutting off your hands? Accidentally, supposedly. Or getting...
Well, one of them has to be... There's a gradient, right? There's a big gradient of badassery.
No, there's not.
Are you saying badassery exists on a spectrum?
Either it's badass or it's not.
This is not a black and white issue.
Yes, it is.
No, I disagree. I mean, there's definitely gradations of badassery.
But you think either of these are a badass?
They're disputing the entire premise after it took them fucking 40 minutes to understand it.
I still don't understand it.
I think we're really just stabbing in the dark.
Well, we've kept these kids on the phone for a long time now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot those kids called in.
Yeah. Let's take the call from the kids.
Let's just hang up on them. Hang on.
Okay.
Right,
yeah, fuck those kids. Anyway, all they were kids. It is definitely badass to cut off your own hands. Even if you use a table saw, which is like the cheater's way out.
All right, problem solved.
Okay. So, what did we come down to?
Who cares?
That's not interesting. Episode 341 has been brought to you by Cat Circus, the musical, the novelization, sponsored by the Jerfin Merlinder Bates Foundation Geography Series of Self-Help Guidebooks. Join us next week when we'll be joined with other guests. I believe Jerf wants to say something.
I hope Mike comes back. I hope
Mike
will
come back.
I hope Mike will come back. This was
a
pleasure. A
dream come true.
I hope Mike comes back. Maybe next week we can have another debate about another topic that's always on my mind. If I shit into your mouth and then you shit later, are you shitting my shit?
Keep listening to that.
I
want to
talk about
houseplants
next time.
Okay, let me start with houseplants.
For types of topics. Profit plants. How many micronations are there and how small can they get? Kids' bags. Fingernails. And what age is that? Join us next time. That's not interesting.
See ya.